back.
I might.
Hello, Mr. Matt.
Good afternoon.
Can we just get together?
And looking down at the bottom, please, guys.
Close together, guys.
Down at the floor, guys, down here.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, at 11:07 on Sunday evening, the Olympic flag will be lowered in our stadium. And it is going to be with very, very mixed feelings that I then allow it to be handed on to my colleague, Edward Edwards. And of course, there's a great deal of satisfaction because I feel, and I don't know whether you agree, that we've done a pretty good job of running the Olympics in 2012. And of course, there'll be a great deal of sadness that for us, the Olympics will be over. I will do my best not to join the ranks of lachrymose British people in these games, but I can't guarantee it. I may be overwhelmed by the occasion. I also do my best not to crack it. Eduardo said that he was worried I was going to do something crazy. I can't completely guarantee that I won't do something crazy. I'm going to as far as I'm able, I will play things by the book. And thereafter, of course, from January, Rio is the host city, and all eyes will be on you. All eyes will be on what you're doing, and it just amazes me to say that we are very, very keen here in London to be of use to you. And it may be, you may already be aware that we export all sorts of things to Brazil. We export every single chocolate hobnob. We actually export mosquito repellent. Did you know that? From London goes to Brazil, it absolutely does. We have all sorts of things, goods and services that we are keen to send your way, not least some very, very handsome, very, very large rings. If you want us to give you a ring, we can cut several of them. We can send you those. We've got all sorts of stuff from the Olympic Park that we're only too happy to part with at very, very reasonable prices. We have expertise. We have people who can dig you a tube train all the way to your Olympic Park, and I'm sure by 2016. All that kind of thing we have. I just want to say, bois sorge. Is that right? Is that more or less right?
Yeah.
I think so. Good luck, Rio. Good luck, Eduardo. I know, Eduardo, that you, like me, actually, one of many other things, you like me, face the hurdle of an election before, is that right, before you can assume the role there. I'm sure you'll be an absolute dog walking the fucking path for you. And I would offer you my full endorsement now. But I remember once going to New York when Mayor Bloomberg in New York was in the throes of trying to get re-elected. And I said, would it be a useful thing if I endorsed Mayor Bloomberg powerfully to the US media? And he thought about this for a while and said, on the whole, it might be more helpful if I endorsed his opponent. So, Eduardo, good luck. I'm sure you're going to do. But we have some presents for you. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tim. There you go. Mayor Price, would you? You're going to wait for that till Sunday night.
You're not going to give it to me?
I assure you the Olympic Committee. By the way, I hope the International Olympic Committee is not going to disapprove of what that is not the real Olympic. It's a form of some sort of outcry. That is
too late now.
It's a facsimile. Edward.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Boris Johnson. It's good to be here. It's a very special moment for our city. We are here with some guys from our team in Rio, and actually this connection between Rio and London started, I'd say, 4 years ago, in 2009, when for the bid, we started coming to London and learning from the experience of London. It grew a lot, the trade between Rio and London, right after we won the bid. And London has always been very open for all of us. I mean, there's been many of the city employees, of the organizing committee employees, they've come to London the past 3-4 years to get to know what you guys are doing here. And I mean, as we predicted, you just did the greatest games ever. And I really want to say congratulate Mayor Boris Johnson for leading the city of London into these great games. These are great games of legacy. It's amazing. I mean, I've been to London many times, and it's amazing what you did in the area of the Olympic Park. I came here before London was an Olympic city. I knew that area. I came here when the area was starting to renovate, and it's amazing to see what happened there now. The logistics of the operation, the mobility of the people in London was really something. I mean, it's amazing to see all this gathering of people. I'm really scared with that, all this gathering of people and everyone getting out in the underground subway, you know, with the right time and with comfort. And this is really something. So, I mean, I think we came here for a little advice from Mayor Boris, and we really are going to use the lessons that we learned here in London for Rio's game. I mean, the city of Rio is not as rich as yours, but we are in good shape now. I mean, we're doing. I'm not going to ask for any money. Don't worry. If you want to give me a loan, that's fine. I mean, if you want to send some things,
we have bankers.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go negotiate something with Rio, we can do it. With good discounts, we do all kinds of business. But anyway, so, I mean, that would be great to have Mayor Boris in Rio as soon as possible. I mean, he's never been there, which is a shame. I mean, it's just the second best city in the world after London. So, I mean, we will need a lot of Mayor Boris experience and his team. And really, they did a great job. So we came here to congratulate and to tell you that we're very happy to get this flag. I mean, I'm happy that I'm not getting from him the flag on Sunday. He's going to have to hand it to President Jacques Roth first. So if he wants to take the flag, he's going to take it from the president of the IOC, which I don't know if that's going to be lots of trouble for you. I mean, the Olympics are gone now. So we are very happy to get the Olympics in Rio. And really, Mayor Boris now speaking very seriously. I mean, we learned a lot, and we know that the city changed completely. I always see people talk about these legacy things. I mean, the Olympics are something that happens in this 2-3 weeks that you host the games, but happens before and after. And everybody's looking at London. This was already a great city, and it became even a greater city. So we will try to follow you. You did so great that we're going to have lots of trouble and lots of work, but we're going to deliver great games in 16 in Rio de Janeiro. So thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, everyone. And of course, you've got the World Cup in 2014, and everybody is going to be looking forward to what Rio is going to be producing in the next 4 years. I mean, it's already a city with an amazing network. I'm sure you're going to use both those events to entertain the world. Do we have any questions from?
We do.
Right. Well, I'm going to be absolutely ruthless and get through them.
Thank you, China Business Network. So the question for Mayor of Rio. So there are more BRICS countries, like emerging markets, they are holding big sports events. So what's your comments on that? And how are you going to use the opportunity of the Olympics to boost the economy in the Rio and Brazil? Thank you.
Okay, should I go ahead and answer? Okay. We're going to have great events in Rio, but we really see the Olympics as a great opportunity. I mean, the Games of Rio are going to be really Games of Legacy? I mean, because for you to have an idea, like when we talk about mobility, we are in a completely different situation than London is today, especially when what it was before getting the game. So only we carry 18% of our population in high capacity transportation. With what we're doing now for the Olympics, it will be more than 60%. So that means lots of changes for the city. And so it's when we talk about the games, and obviously the World Cup and everything that we have in Brazil these days, I mean, it's always an opportunity to show a different country. Brazil has done its homework in the past 20, 30 years. I mean, the democracy is consolidated, the institutions are strong, the judicial system works, the press is free, and we're very proud of that. So for us, it's a great opportunity to show, I mean, how fantastic Rio is. It still is a warming city, it still is a sunny city, but it's a city that you can find good places to work. It's a modern city, and Brazil is a great country. So we see these big events as a big opportunity for change and to show the world that we're doing great.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for the Vieja in Washington, D.C. I have a question for the mayor of Rio and one for London. So what did you learn the most from London 2012, and how will you apply it to Rio 2016? So what is the most important advice that you can give to your friends next year?
Okay, first, I mean, it's the operation of the city. It's amazing. I mean, you have these huge crowds, and the city is working so well. I mean, you see that in mobility. I've already said that. It's amazing how you can get so many people out of the Olympic Park at the same time and everything working properly. So Rio has the challenge of building still great infrastructure. But besides that, when we have this infrastructure ready, we'll need to operate it. So we're going to follow London a lot on that. It's amazing, the logistics and the operation of the city.
The only advice I'd give is that, you know, if there are doubters and skeptics in the press, which sometimes there are.
Never. That must be, here. In Brazil, they are always optimists.
That's good. Well, anyway, we have a very free press in this country. I wouldn't give any other advice except don't worry, it will be fantastic in the end.
I have a question about the temporary venues. There are some rumors that Rio 2016 has already bought some of the temporary venues. Is it true?
Well, we're still looking at that. I mean, because we need to see with the contractors and the city. We were thinking about the basketball venue. So we're still discussing that. There still is a possibility, but it's not a done deal yet. I hope if we get good discounts, we can do it.
There are plenty of things for sale, but unfortunately, I tried to sell it while in the basketball venue, but it turned out we didn't own it, so there was a. But there are other things which are confidential. Yes, in the middle, with the brand T-shirt.
You know what I like about the London Games is that you didn't build any white elephants. I mean, this is really something, because by the end of the day, I mean, the games have to be something that what will last for the city. So I mean, it's good to see that London didn't waste money, you know, building these crazy things that once in a while we see around. So Rio is going to follow London on the venues. I mean, we'll do as much temporary as we can, only if we need that after the games. And we will use it as simple as we can and not spend too much money on things that have to be teared down by the end of the games.
Good. And I hope people generally agree that the architectural quality of our venues is second to none. Yes.
Normalmente os países que se tornam sede de Olimpíadas conseguem aumentar significativamente o número de medalhas. Então isso aconteceu em Pequim, a China abriu seus medalhas, está acontecendo agora em Londres, a Grã-Bretanha conseguiu muito mais medalhas. O que, que o Brasil e o Rio de Janeiro em particular estão fazendo para que nós não passemos vergonha no momento que nós sediarmos as Olimpíadas?
It's a question for you.
Yeah. Okay, they want me to translate it to you?
No, don't worry.
Well, she's asking, she's Brazilian press, so she's asking, how can I be such a good mayor and do everything on time and schedule? So I told you, my press is much softer than yours. Vou aqui, eu vou speak in Portuguese. Vou aqui em português é o seguinte, essa não é exatamente uma boa pergunta para o prefeito, né? Essa é uma tarefa do Comitê Olímpico Brasileiro, né? Das federações esportivas. O que a gente espera é que o esporte de alto rendimento tenha um tratamento mais adequado no Brasil. Né? Eu acho que o Brasil está tendo um desempenho ok, eu não acho que é um desempenho vergonhoso, eu queria cumprimentar os atletas brasileiros, acho que o time do Brasil fez bonito. A cidade do Rio de Janeiro tem um programa chamado Time Rio, que a gente apoia um conjunto de 13 atletas de alto rendimento, e acho que esse é um desafio do país. Né? Nós estamos indo bem, mas podemos ir muito melhor. O país das dimensões do Brasil tem um legado importante a deixar. E só para registrar, o legado mais importante das Olimpíadas é o Centro Olímpico de Treinamento, né? Em que nós falamos sobre o esportivo. Né? Ou seja, o que vai ser construído fica ali como Centro Olímpico de Treinamento para o país de alto rendimento.
Catherine, just very quickly, I think the big winner in this whole business has been not just London, but from the brand of the UK as a whole. I mean, my view is, I don't know whether people agree, I think they've seen a city that functions extremely well. There were a lot of anxieties about transport, about security, whether the people would get behind the games, and you've seen some fantastic images of London being around the world. So that's the winner for me. And obviously, UK sport, Team GB, they're going to mobilise loads of young people to get involved in sport of all kinds. And on the question of the procedural question of how to make the games work, how you need to interact with all the international, as far as I can make out from your preparations, Eduardo, I've met Maria just now, you've got the system in place that you need, right? And pretty much all around.
Well, what I can learn from Maybor, I think it's the leadership. I mean, because, again, I don't feel that the games are about, actually the games as sports. I mean, the games have to do with the transformation, the brand of a city, of a place, of a country. And I think Maybor was a great leader during this whole process to get the people of London, to get the British people into the mood of the Olympics. And this will last longer than we can think of. And this will last for a long time.
Let's hope so. Yes.
José Augusto, ele é visto na revista de Manaus, um conhecimento em português.
It's for me.
Prefeito, ele fosse bem específico ao relatar qual o maior desafio do Rio de Janeiro. Segurança, transporte,
okay, they're telling me that I need to answer in English.
No, it's in Portuguese.
Say thank you, thank you. Okay, that's it. Awesome. Okay, so the greatest challenge in Rio, I mean, there's so many challenges. We're talking about Olympics. There are going to be four different clusters in the city. There's lots of investment in transportation and mobility. There's the renovation of the port area. There's building the Olympic Park and the venues. I mean, there's a bunch of challenges. And what I feel like is we got fewer challenges today than we had 2.5 years ago. And this is a good feeling. So I'm going to be happy if, first, if I'm the mayor by 2016. And if being the mayor, the press will be pushing us, saying, okay, the chair is not as good as it was supposed to be. So, I mean, every time, every different period, every phase of the preparation, we'll face a different kind of problem. So everything is a big challenge.
Thank you, sir.
Matt Hall for Around the Ring. Mayor Johnson, what do you remember about how you were feeling 4 years ago when you were in Mayor Pelley's shoes? And how does it compare to how you feel when you prepare to hand the flag over?
Well, you're talking about the difference between spine-tingling apprehension and a steadily growing sense of relief. So those are the two, that's the spectrum of emotion. Who's next? No, with a t-shirt with the tie on or something. That's it.
Hello, Laura Sánchez from La Lurega from Colombia. My question is for Mayor Páez. What do you think is the best thing that London has done in these Olympic Games? And the worst, is there something that you don't like and don't know how to really practice?
I mean, they did everything great.
That's really, I mean, well done, Eduardo. Let's keep it that.
Besides the possible deal with a venue purchase from London, any other countries, corporations seeing
yes.
For the games?
I can give you a bit of detail about that now or afterwards if you like, but there have been a number of contracts already done between London authorities of one kind, London companies of one kind or another, and Rio's total value so far just on the World Cup and the Games is about £50 million. And there are things like arena management, consultancy, also ticketing and hospitality provision. All that kind of stuff is already underway, and I'm sure our team will be happy to share the details later.
Our Olympic Park is being designed by a London-based company, which is ACOM. So, I mean, got lots of people there.
I've just been told, I'm afraid, we've only got time for two more questions. Yes, you. Yes. And then we'll go to the back.
Thank you. This is Jojan Maria and TV Television from China, and the question is for both of the mayors. Although there are a lot of state entities remain acting in the stadium during the games, so for the mayor of London, what do you think about this situation? And for the mayor of Rio, well, what we would do if the Rio Olympic faces the same situation, the same problem?
Well, this is something that actually has been getting progressively better as the games have gone on. And if you go to the venues now, you can see that all the things I've been in have been pretty much rammed to the rafters with people. And I think overwhelmingly the image that people will take away is of that stadium completely full, and not just full in the afternoon, but full for the morning session. That is very, very rare for athletics and very rare for the Olympics. So we think we've done pretty well. And I can tell you, we have sold vast numbers of tickets already for the Paralympic Games. Eduardo, do you want to say anything about that stuff? Do you know the history of the techniques we've been using to make sure that the venues are full? I realise I was meant to ask my whole Helen.
Government,
Is it local or OCA?
It's London. It's in the title. It's called the London 2012 Olympics. That's the clue's in the name. Any other? We have one more question. I promise to go at the back. Yes, in the white shirt.
Paul Brennan from Al Jazeera English. Question from Mayor Pice. The Olympics obviously all about competition. If I can inject some competition at this late stage in the press conference, can I ask you, having seen how London has staged these Olympics, what you intend to do better when Rio stages its Olympics?
I mean, we'll do the same as London. They did everything great.
Very fantastic. Okay, who's looking forward to going to Rio, folks?
Thank you
very much, everybody.
Can we see the flag?
Flag? No, we can't. The IOC forbids it. That's as much as you're going to see until Sunday night.
No, I thought I was going to want it.